The faceless victims of the ongoing violence in the Gaza Strip are children. Traumatized by conflict and bloodshed, they're a population at risk. A high unemployment rate resulting in desperate poverty has also spawned a dramatic rise in juvenile crime. Father Manuel Musalam, a Catholic priest in Gaza, spoke to us about the situation facing these young people.
The children are suffering from seeing bullets entering their rooms. Some of them were injured. Some of their houses were burnt. Some of their parents were taken out and many were killed. So these people of Gaza are seeing always blood. Many of these children used to go outside taking in hand anything, even chewing gum, to sell anything, newspapers. You see by the roads many, many small children not aged more than 7, 8, 10 years. They are running on the streets from car to car to sell anything. They beg even to live. The children and in my school, I have 1,200 students in my school. They suffer because they are hungry. First of all, they attack their schools. They attack shops. They attack anything they can find. Thieves are at a high level. No one is sure and secure in his home. They attack women in the streets. They take their bags. They take anything they can find. Even when a house is bombarded and it is destroyed, the small children run to this house and they take everything they can find because they need it.